With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Relax.
Oh, jeez.
Recorded live.
Shit.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that needs to be taken down. Congratulations. You have just pissed off the loudest speaker of Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty. Especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit lunching. Info Katusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We don't waste time with political correctness, but we do strive for correctness in politics. We are conducting operations and exposing corruption. Hi, I'm your host, Louis B. I'm a pissed off Puerto Rican that is witnessing a fall of this republic. I am never satisfied with just having enough. I'm pissed off that the criminals of 9/11 still breathe free air. And I'm also honored to be joined with my co-host, Glenn, Enemy Combatant Z. He is a synchromistic scholar, founder of We Are Change New Jersey.
Yep.
He brings the facts and news representing Jersey City. And also, riding here, riding shotgun, we got Benny Carnero from the Bronx, smacking bitches and taking names.
How you doing?
And giving it in the ass. And also, before we start anything, we have Reverend X to give us the prayer for good radio.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. It don't matter how you come with me. Is you down doing what I'm talking about doing? Lawyers, and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Amen, Reverend. Amen.
That's right.
Yes. Today's topic is news and commentary. We will be reporting on important issues in the news that you need to know, and we will break it down and give our opinions on the issues from our knowledge of history and common sense. Our first topic is the crash of the dollar. Glenn, take it away.
Yeah, much better than your earlier intro, by the way. I wanted to say that show intro is sounding great. We just moved to WordPress. It's looking cleaner, meaner, and greener every day.
Wait, what?
Check out some of our sponsors, by the way, and other shows that we affiliate with in the sidebar there. Just wanted to plug that. But yes, we need your support more than ever, ladies and gentlemen, because they're openly announcing on CNBC on all these channels, Bloomberg News, etc., the death of the dollar. Even George Soros, financial investor, has gone all over TV saying that Americans have had it too good and we need to see a new world order to balance out and redistribute the wealth of the world. So, essentially, we have them openly admitting what we've been saying for years and years and years, just like they had this financial expert guy on, I think, the same network, CNBC, about a year ago, named Raymond James, and he actually stated that the Illuminati of the country caused the banking crisis. That's the exact quote from that economist. You can look that up for yourself. I'll try to get that clip. But because that's just something I thought of right now.
Yeah.
But they're out in the open with it. They're telling you that America is being destroyed right now.
Yeah. We also got a clip from YouTube being downloaded right now of Peter Schiff telling the shorties how to crash the U.S. dollar.
I mean, honestly, to me, that was one of the most unbelievable things to learn about when I first got into this truth movement, anti-globalization movement, whatever you want to call it. I had a real hard time believing that such a collapse could, in fact, occur here in America. And we've already heard the discussions, obviously, about the Amero and the possibility of a North American Union taking place.
But once the example is given that the same thing happened in Germany, that they were just printing money, not backed by anything. Basically, our money is backed by something. It's backed by faith. But the whole world is losing faith in the dollar. So it's really no surprise that the dollar is on its last legs. And the only way for me, you, your mom, and your cousin too, you know, slamming Cadillac doors. No? No one got the reference? Okay. It's to get... Yeah, I know. And,
I laugh when I get it.
Yeah, don't worry. Me and you, your mama and your cousin, too. Slamming Cadillac doors? No? No? Oh,
still no.
Tribe Called Quest? No? Okay.
I should be up on that, but I'm not. You actually score one for Louis.
Okay. The point I was trying to make before you go there is gold and silver. In fact, here's a little secret to those listening. eBay, my friend. You don't need to go to Midas Resources or anybody else. People are selling precious metals like crazy off of eBay really cheap. So go there, get your silver. That's the only way you're going to survive and get a return on your investment, basically. So, all right, go ahead. The Peter Schiff clip is ready.
Yeah. He's basically ripping Obama, and they've got this Democratic lady on who's opposite party of him. He's a Republican, obviously. He's running for Senate. But they agree on the fact that Obama has failed his first year of presidency. So the whole point is the economy is actually worse off than before the stimulus, and they're now debating whether or not we need a second stimulus? I mean, what? When it's already been proven that the first one did more harm than good?
Wait, wouldn't this technically be the third?
Well, yeah, I know Bush had it under him, but the point is Peter Schiff is making some really good points, like you were just talking about, Louis, about gold and silver. And we have a great clip up on the blog right now.
Yeah.
As well as my blog, New Jersey, spelled out.
Yeah, from Lindsey Williams when he was on Alex's show.
I'm talking about the Mark Dice thing.
Oh, yeah, people are just dumb. People are just dumb.
Yeah, this guy, I mean, this sounds unbelievable, but this is... To me, this is the clip of the weekend. Honestly, this takes the cake. Mark Dice, an activist, he's a 9/11 truther. He does a lot of other things. All of his videos are very unique. But this time, he went out with an $1,100 in value. That's how much gold is worth right now. Gold coin.
11,025.
And he tried to sell it for $50. and people wouldn't take it.
1,125 to be exact.
Oh, today. Yeah, the other day it was 1,100.
Yeah.
You know, what's it going to take for you people to realize the dollar is slumping? I mean, when gold hits 2,000 an ounce, then you'll be crying and wishing that you had diversified your investments instead of just holding on to paper junk that isn't worth anything. And, I mean, he even narrowed the price down to 20 bucks to 5 bucks at one point, and the guy still wouldn't buy the coin. Americans are just so dumb. They don't even know what anything is worth. They don't know the price of life. That's why they have no problem with the war. They're like, oh, yeah, kill them Arabs. I'm part of the power structure.
Well, I mean, if you remember...
You're part of the middle class.
Yeah, I mean, if you remember, people are just so out of touch. When what's his name? I want to say Brian McConnell, but the CIA analyst that was interviewed on Terror Storm. When
William.
What?
I think it's William.
William. Brian Williams?
No, William McGonagall.
William McGonagall, okay. Basically...
Sounds like an Irish name to me.
Yes.
Oh, McGonagall, arr.
Yes.
McGonagall, you know.
But what really blew my mind also, besides that, is another guy who we've featured on here before, you may have heard of, Steven Crowder, went out, and he does the same thing that Mark Dice does. He just does culture jamming. He just interviews people about basic trivia, and people didn't even know who the Vice President of the United States is.
Yeah, we're screwed.
I mean, no kidding. He went out and he interviewed foreigners as well as Americans and just whoever he could find. And he also rephrased the question. He said, who is Joe Biden? And people still didn't know the answer to that, which is the Vice President of the United States. But they knew Obama. They knew... they knew Brangelina. They knew, Suri Cruz and Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. They know all about that, don't they? They know all about Rihanna and who Chris Brown is, but they don't know who the Bilderberg Club is.
In fact, they can actually map out where Chris Brown left his Black and Blues. Apparently, Rihanna don't know how to listen.
I mean...
Yo, mama.
We started out by talking about the economy, but the reason we kind of descended into the just general bashing of the ignorant public is because they really are so fucking stupid. A lot of people out there just like getting conned. You try to talk to someone about the economy collapsing, and they're like, well, I own a Louis Vuitton purse, and I drive a Mercedes, so fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, look, I get this. I get this from my own family. It's like, look,
you're a terrorist, Louis.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I get that. I'm like, you're a terrorist. But look, my life is good.
That.
Yeah.
You'd be like, yo, faga.
What?
Why are you so gay?
My family is not Asian.
And we even have Sam Donaldson saying on ABC roundtable discussions that we need to get rid of the Federal Reserve now before they do more damage, because they're the ones causing all the problems with the overprinting of the money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
what
more do we have to say when it's totally mainstream news now that the Fed is the New World Order? They are the people running the scams and the death of the dollar and the death of America by extension. Because, I mean, once the economy collapses, what's left? It's just a bunch of riots. That's what's going to take place, essentially. Food riots, like Gerald Celente talked about.
Poor Franca, man. She ain't going to be able to get nothing. Yeah, that's that. You don't know.
That's
Franca.
Only a reference that I get. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, I know. That was like the most insider joke that I ever said on the show.
Yeah.
Killing yourself.
Yeah, I know.
Doing it.
We got Tim Geithner on Max Kaiser, where he's explaining that they're basically terrorists. They are the real terrorists, the financial terrorists.
Do we have any articles about the crash on the dollar? And I just came out so Brooklyn just now. The dollar.
The best clip to look up is CNBC, dollar will be destroyed, and then a global currency crisis and global government will ensue. That's the number one clip I would recommend to people to look up right now. where the guy in the clip being interviewed says that this will lead to a new world order, and even says global government is a solution. Some good articles about the crash can be found on Bloomberg. That's a good website to look economic news, or NASDAQ is a very good website.com. Actually, before we close out this topic, because I don't know what else to say about it, I'll just read this.
Well, I got before thing. we got two YouTube clips ready to roll.
Okay, let me just read this little article, and then we can hit the clips. This is related to the economic crisis because people say the conspiracies don't.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to. Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Exist. But we've just proven over the last couple days that they do exist. They're now saying that there's possibly three shooters at Fort Hood. And that's according to the Texas governor and others, that they had a second shooter in custody, and there's more details along the way. If that does turn out to be the case, that it was an operation, whether a false flag or not, that is some damning shit right there. And people say the conspiracies don't exist. I mean, look at this article from
Bloomberg.com. Again, I mean, people's like, oh, well, you know, there was one shooter. Okay, so how come there's multiple reports that there were more than one shooter? And that common sense dictates that there was more than one shooter. He got off 100 rounds. And got that much people before
loading dual pistols simultaneously. You know how hard that is? Unless you're in a trance, like you're in a berserker rage, where you've done that before and you can
Or if you're Neo from the Matrix.
That's what I'm saying. Even though he was in the army, that takes training to be able to pull off something like that with simple handguns. And I know what people are saying. Okay, you could easily reload the handgun. But he could have used an automatic weapon and done a lot more damage if he really wanted to. This was about point of using pistols was to kind of hide it, that he wasn't.
I just noticed we're just officially off topic right now.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me read this article about a recent conspiracy on Wall Street.
Okay.
It's the biggest story of the weekend besides the death of the dollar being openly announced. Galleon scandal scorecard, hedge funds, lawyers, and octopussy is the headline. Bloomberg.com by Bob Van Voris. 20 people, including Galleon Group LLC co-founder Rajaratnam, have been criminally charged in what the feds call the biggest prosecution of hedge fund inside traders U.S. history.
Also known as Currygate.
That deserves a reading, Rainbow. You don't have to wait for approval, man. Just it's your show. You can play the sound effects whenever you want.
Hey. I was waiting for a laugh before I did anything.
So all right.
Is it going to work?
All right. We love you too, Louis. So it says prosecutors in Manhattan are saying that they have evidence from wiretapping, trade records, and cooperating witnesses, snitches, to prove widespread trafficking in illegal inside information. And except for those who have pled guilty, all those who have been charged have denied their wrongdoing and are free on bail. So that's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. You get caught with a $53 million Ponzi scheme, and you have enough money left over to pay off your bail, you go away scot-free. But if you are caught not paying your taxes, or you're a small business owner and, you know, they catch you with some legal loophole, you're going to prison, buddy. I mean, I know Bernie Madoff went to jail, but that's because his was a far-ranging corruption ring.
And plus, he was probably not even part of the whole the good old boy system.
Yeah, he was set up to be burned anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He was sacrificed so that way everyone would be like, oh, well, they are doing stuff. But anyways,
Currygate,
yeah, pretty much. I mean, man, check this out. I mean, didn't India like buy up all that gold like last week?
Uh huh. I sense a lot of sneakiness is going on behind the scenes with these Wall Street guys, man. They know exactly what they're doing. They're moving out of the country. They're taking all the gold with them, and they're saying, sayonara, we're dumping the dollar.
Actually, no, they're saying, fuck a goat.
Actually, let me just read you this one last thing about the octopussy, and then you can play the clips.
What octopussy?
V. Goffer.
Octopussy? There's eight pussies?
He's 33 years old. Zvi Goffer was known...
Eight pussies.
...as octopussy. Because of his reputation for having multiple sources of inside information.
Oh.
So, yeah, he was the octopussy.
That's the turn on.
He had eight vaginas sucking information from all directions.
Yeah, you know, I can't fuck them all, but shit.
He is arrested on November 5 and charged with fraud and conspiracy. But I thought, wait a minute, conspiracies don't exist, Louis.
No.
Mm-hmm. So back to you with the clips.
Yeah, we got this one from the CNBC, what you just mentioned earlier. Here we go.
We're back with Damon Vickers, Chief Investment Officer, Nine Points Capital Partners, staying with us live out of Seattle, Washington. Damon, you guys are a hedge fund, and what you guys basically do is you try and catch breaks either the up or downside. Apparently with oil, also with gold, you've done the timing pretty right, God, and just as it started to... oil up past 75, gold past 1,000. Are you going to sit on those positions then?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, this is. I mean, you can think a lot about it, and you can, you know, one day and you know, have all these vacillations psychologically. But you know, this is the time to, you know, to play ping pong, to, you know, pick up a, you know. Get involved in model making or something ridiculous. I mean, this is the time where you make money, where the trend develops. And so there's really not a lot to do with it. I mean, oil looks higher, gold looks higher, currencies look weaker, all for the reasons that we talked about before. I mean, you've got huge wage disparities. I don't know how that inevitably resolves itself. It may resolve itself in some type of a global currency crisis. And then if the global currency crisis unfolds, then inevitably you get, an alignment under a global world government, a new global currency, and a new world order.
Oh!
So
it don't exist.
We may be moving towards that.
Oh.
Talk to us a little bit more about this currency.
Oh, we may be moving towards that. No, they announced it already at the G20 in April, Obama got elected.
Well, it assumes that the dollar will utterly get destroyed. And become virtually worthless. You know, we have a combined. Well, I mean,
not completely worthless. This toilet paper.
If you can produce something that this
you can
this
burn
game
it for one.
Have going on
yeah,
in the
wipe
States
your ass.
And on a planetary basis
blow
cannot perpetuate itself forever. We've got a $65 trillion.
Wipe your dick after you jerk off.
We cannot possibly meet with our health care costs and our indulgent society, which we'd have in the United States. We can't put that against the unit labor cost of a China that can produce something at $1 an hour versus $24 an hour with health benefits and, you know, all the that that's built
wow.
into there. So how does that inevitably resolve itself?
So you're saying the U.S. needs a softer, weaker, more competitive dollar, partly because of this whole wage disparity. But then again, overnight we have the productivity numbers out, 9.5%. I mean, that makes up for a lot, although at that kind of rate, it's probably not sustainable.
Yeah, it's not sustainable. It's a great number, and we love to see people productive. I mean, let's get going. I love it. But how do you create a global marketplace so that everybody benefits, so that the standard of livings are not so great, so that you don't have this mad rush to deplete the world's resources, which is kind of what we have now? What are the initiatives that have to be carried through? And the Western economies, the United States, Europe, Canada, we don't have resources. Neither does a lot of Asia, to be quite frank. So I don't know what they're gonna do with.
All right, well, we get the point. We got a caller on the line. We got Hunter Fab. Hunter Fab, you're unmuted. How you doing? Hunter Fab? I was getting my balls busted in the chat room for not unmuting you. Okay, anyways.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, oh well. Maybe they just want to listen in. Okay.
All right, join us when you're ready. I'm back in the chat. I see that your icon is lit up. That means you're unmuted, so speak whenever you want to speak.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if this works. And, all right. Try now.
Yellow. Are you there?
All right, well, moving on.
Anyways, I'm glad we're sticking with this new format here because we've got a lot of ground to cover. What's the next subject? What's the other clip you had to play?
Well, we also got the Peter Schiff tells the Saudis how to crash out the U.S. And he gets to cheers. He gets cheered.
Nobody's going to want dollars. Something's going to happen. I mean, there's going to be a black market. I mean,
African-American market.
Start trading in other currencies or gold coins. I mean, in the next 4 years, a lot of very interesting, very bad things are going to happen in America. I think we're going to have price controls. I think we're going to have shortages of food and energy. I think there will be black markets. I think the government will start imposing capital controls as Americans try to flee the dollar. They'll try to force us to transact in dollars when nobody wants them. You know, who knows? It might even be the death penalty if they catch you, you know, with another currency. I don't know what we're going to do. We're just going to get increasingly more and more corrupt because the more it interferes, the more problems it's going to create, the worse the economy is going to get. And, you know, as I said, they only know one way to solve the problem, right? They only know one way to put out the fire, and that's reach for the gasoline. And they can't make the connection between the gasoline they throw on it and the bigger fire that it's producing. If Saudi Arabia wanted to do something really smart, I mean, if they wanted to basically rule the financial world, all the Saudis would have to do is immediately buy Newmont Mining, Barrick Gold, you know, all the major mining companies, just pay two or three times the current market price, right? Once they took control of the world's gold market, they can simply say that every ounce of gold mined is going right into their vaults, back their currency, and they can flush it. Gold will go to $5,000, $10,000 an ounce. They won't need any of their dollars, and they'll have the finest currency in the world that everybody will want.
The only one who can do this is the man who has the cash. But
right. Well, the Chinese can do it. The Saudis can do it. Anybody that has dollars, they can. All you have to do, you don't have to buy the gold. Because if you buy, you know, let's say Barrick Gold is trading at $40. You just announce $80, I'll buy all the shares. You do Newmont, boom. Buy them all, and you own all the gold. Because, I mean, the stocks are still cheap. And then the minute you stop gold production and you say, look, none of this gold is going to see the light of day. All this gold is going to go into our vaults. Where's the price of gold going to go? It's going to go ballistic.
You know, ex-President, former President Bush, in a speech, not only said that Wall Street got drunk, and he was right, Wall Street did get drunk, and so did Main Street, our whole country was drunk. But what President Bush didn't point out is, where they all get the alcohol? They got the alcohol from the Fed, from Alan Dixon. And if the world simply allows the dollar to fall, sure, there's going to be some initial loss on bad money going to the United States. But you don't continue to throw good money after bad. What you need to do is allow your own currency to appreciate.
Yeah. Damn.
Who was that, Jack Blood?
No, that was Peter Schiff.
Oh, no, because the echoing, it sounded like a different voice.
Yeah, no. Nah, that's Peter Schiff. He basically saying that if Saudi Arabia wanted to rule the world or China wanted to rule the financial world, all they had to do was take their dollars, buy up all the gold shares in the stock market, and tell everyone to go screw.
They are ridiculously rich.
Yeah.
So what do we got next?
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. This is the Crotch Out Radio Show, kicking the issues in the bowls. In fact, let's call a Hunter Fap. No, I got my balls, but I was getting my balls busted for not unmuting you, and anyways, press 8 if you want to come on. This is the Crotch Out Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This segment of the Crotch Out Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchoutradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Out Radio Show sent you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Read.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Out Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Betty Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Cause I got a crush on
Obama. He's Barack Obama, he's on to save the day.
Yes, he can,
he can, yes. He can
save the
world. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Terror to behold! Hey, welcome back. This is the Crotch Out Radio Show, kicking the issues and the balls. Today we're doing news and commentary. And that's right, fuck Obama. Kick him in the balls. We don't give a fuck. Today we're just doing news and commentary. In fact, though, we got the latest news on the swine flu. What's going on with that? And take it to Glenn. Glenn, that's you. Oh, shit. Alright. While we're waiting for Glenn to get his orders in his articles in order, we actually got a new, as some of you may know, we do prank calls here. Just go check us out. It's crotchoutradio.com/pranks. In fact, we got a new one today. This is the voicemail.
Pound for more options.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Dr. P. I am calling from the Planned Parenthood National Hotline. An appointment was made for you for tomorrow that the baby or your pregnancy terminated. This is what I'm going to need you to bring. I'm going to need you to bring your birth certificate, your valid ID, a recent bill proving that you lived at said residence, and also your belly, of course, your belly and your vagina, because we're going to be checking out that baby head first. It's a very quick process. What we do is we take a vacuum cleaner, we insert it into your cut hole, and we pull the baby out. And also, we give you a lollipop after it's all done. So that way you have something to suck on after we suck it out. You know what I mean? Anyways, thank you for choosing Planned Parenthood for all your child abortion needs.
That's right. Again, that's crotchoutradio.com/pranks. You can listen to the rest of them there. And also, we have a CD for we also have the CD on sale for $10. So, that covers shipping and handling as well.
Damn, you got a CD?
Yeah, dude.
How long is it?
Oh, that's all 20. Get? Oh, you get 23 prank calls.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which is a total of how much? How many minutes?
I have no fucking clue.
Wow.
But it's growing every time I make a prank call, so enjoy. Yes.
No, that's good. That's very good. Sorry, I couldn't.
Yeah.
I was taking the phone call.
Ah, I see. All right, so we need to get another prayer for good radio going, so here we go.
I come in the name of Jesus. Repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. No matter how you come with me, as you down doing what I'm talking about doing, lawyers and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Amen, Reverend Averman. That was
shut your goddamn ass up.
Word. That's that was the prayer for good radio.
Obama's a long-legged Mac Daddy.
No, that was not Reverend. That was not Pastor Manning. That was Reverend Darnell Liebowitz.
Yes.
Yes.
But I'm still channeling the Manning because he is a long-legged Mac Daddy.
Right.
All he is a pimp. But he's actually being prostituted, so he's not even the ultimate pimp. He's being pimped out by even bigger pimps like David Rockefeller and George Soros.
Word. In fact, are you ready for
fucking
the swine?
Obama.
You got some swine flu news, you got some pig flu news.
What's with the next news? Topic?
Yes, this is the next topic, the swine flu.
All right.
What's up with that?
Now we can all admit that there is an economic crisis, because remember, they were lying to you and saying for like a year or 2 years that could we be in a recession, and now it's admitted we're in a depression. It's even worse. I saw CNBC admit that about a month ago, saying
mm-hmm.
Just Google that if you don't believe me. It's a depression.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, we're just overflowing with news, but as far as the swine flu situation is concerned, they're supposedly running out of vaccines. But this is just a stalling tactic to get people to want more vaccines. There is no shortage. They're just releasing them ahead of time. They're not fully tested. They said April 2010 it would be fully tested. It's been minimally tested, but they're rushing to get it out there to the public because they want to make some easy money off the sheeple who will just sign up and take it. And you've seen the videos, We Are Change LA and others, mm-hmm. where the people, especially the black people, they're like, I'm doing it because Obama told me to. I did it because the president is an authority and he told me so. So big ups to Robert Wanick for going out there to his local vaccine clinic, and he was activating these pregnant women standing in line and encouraging them, empowering them to think for themselves and not take this flu shot while they're pregnant. And then one woman, after getting the pamphlet, immediately stood up and got out of line and left.
Yeah, word. In fact, I was actually reading this art. Somebody on the bus on my way to work today. On the bus, she was reading this pamphlet with all these swine flu facts in quotation mark facts that they're talking about the pregnant women get the dead non-flavored. Vaccine, non-flavor. I forgot what the other one. I should have freaking had it, but I didn't have enough room to freaking carry.
No,
it
but
me.
The most unbelievable
yeah,
ever
nothing
is up on the blog. Sid the Science Kid gets a flu shot, and it's a kids cartoon that they made to brainwash the children and the parents that the swine flu vaccine is good. Any flu vaccine is good. Do what the government tells you. Just stick it in your arm. Just take it, take it, take it. And it's just a new level of absurdity each time we revisit these news stories, because it's all they are is a facade. All it is a hoax. And I hope we can cue this up. I'm going to get the link in the chat for you.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of kids singing and worshiping the syringe, the needle, just worshiping the swine flu, just loving the government that wants to inject them with poison and spray it up their nose, and it's just unbelievable.
You know,
and this is on television. This is on like PBS Kids and shit.
We're screwed.
There you go. Link is in the chat.
Freaking, we live in we're creating a nation of crackheads.
It's a twilight zone. I mean, body snatcher nurses start kidnapping the kids and forcefully injecting them and then lying to the parents, that's far beyond Nazi Germany, ladies and gentlemen. That's far beyond Russia.
I mean, look, how do you inject someone else's kid? I'm like, look, I really don't want my kid to get the swine flu. Fuck you. He's getting it anyways. Oh, no, you know.
It's so over the top. I mean, if you watch this cartoon,
it's
and
a
then
lot
at the
safer.
End of the cartoon, he gets his shot, and he's like, "Yay, I got the shot!" It's like a climax moment. You're the whole video. You're just waiting for the kid to get the injection in the arm.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's downloading as we speak right now. It should be done in a few seconds.
I mean, I don't know what else to say about it, except Swine 11 was an inside job. H1N1 is a false flag op. Whatever you want to call it.
Well, I mean,
it's
I read this
total scam.
I read this
Don't
article.
Buy into it.
I read this article. In order for swine flu to have happened naturally, an infected bird would have had to have flown to Europe, infect a pig. That pig would have had to infect a human. The human would have had to reinfect the pig. The pig would have to reinfect the bird. The bird would have had to fly to Asia and infect the pig there. And that human would have had that pig would have to infect a human. And that human would have had to go to Mexico.
And then with the healthcare bill that they're trying to pass right now, they're totally gonna take over this the situation. I mean, that's what the swine flu is. It's a total distraction. It's like they feed themselves the problem so then they can offer you the solution. It's like, oh, we made a mistake. Let us pick that up for you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the clip is ready. Here we go. It's Sid the Science Kid gets a flu shot.
Hey, kids, we're ready to roll. Stop that virus. That's our goal.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody. We're getting the shot. It might hurt a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But it's going to help a whole lot.
This vaccination is a great opportunity.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
is. Yes, we can. You mean the truth won't spread it?
If I don't get the virus, I won't give it to you.
If you don't give it to me, I won't give it to her.
If I don't get it from her, I won't give it to them.
You know, really, they should come up with a song for the using of condoms. If you're gonna give it to me, don't give it to me. If you put on a condom, I won't catch AIDS. Put on the condom, you know. But they can't do that for little kids because that's, getting kids used to. Yeah, no, you can't teach kids to use a condom, but you can teach them to just stab themselves with pharmaceuticals. Okay, yeah, that's
mercury.
Gonna get them.
Is so good.
You know, that's gonna get them accustomed to be like, you know what? I have problems. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna inject myself with some shit. Yes, we're creating a nation of future crack addicts.
Crackheads. Yeah, just like I Am Legend. This is the outbreak that they had in the movie. Remember, everyone got infected, and then
there
was only. I mean, this literally, they're trying to depopulate the Earth. Even though the swine flu isn't that lethal, it has a potential for spreading because it's a new super.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
For a virus that's been recombined, these three different strains. So, I mean, it's like they... And the company is called FluGen. Generate flu. I mean, come on. And then Baxter and all these other companies making the vaccine for it are
it's all
have been caught with other contaminated products. And then Pfizer and Merck. It's all over and over again. Always the same story. How their drugs had to be recalled because they infected people and people sued their asses, so they had to pay them back tens, if not hundreds, of millions of dollars in lawsuit money. I mean, and with the H1N1, if someone dies from it, there's no liability. It's just stick them in the ground and Merck gets another stock profit.
Yeah.
Merck. Stock prices go up.
Merck. I get it.
Yeah, exactly. You got Merck, son. You got played.
Shit. You got caught in the you got two in the chest. Actually, no, you got two in the arm and you died. You got two in the arm. Shot. Shot. Enjoy.
Blah-dow.
Oh, shit. What happened?
What else we got? You got any H1N1 related?
No, not really, but we're moving on. The holiday season is around the corner. And what you think about after Thanksgiving is African American Friday, also known as Black Friday. As some of you may know, a security guard in Long Island in Valley Stream, New York, which is in Long Island, got trampled. Jamatai Demure, a temporary store worker who died soon afterwards, to prevent any repeat. Walmart has sharply changed how it intends to manage the crowds. The thing is, a year after an unruly crowd...
Yeah, they pay for you now if you try.
Yeah, they, Yeah, like chips. And you know what? And you know, I've actually spoke about this. I actually spoke about this because with my experience as a security officer. Yeah, you know, you perform. You know, this is it, for them to not have thought about this ahead of time just shows how stupid they are. Of course, if there's a crowd out there, you know what you do? You perform access control. Okay, four at a time. Four at a time. No running. If you run, we kick you out. Four at a time, you know. But a year after an unruly crowd trampled a worker to death at a Walmart store, the nation's retailers are preparing for another Black Friday or Nigger Tuesday, the blockbuster shopping day after Thanksgiving, along with offering $300 laptops and $99 navigation devices. Stores are planning new safety measures to make sure the festive day does not take another deadly turn. You know what? Why? First of all, these are not nothing new. You know what you do? Again, four at a time or five at a time. You open only one door. You make sure you have people standing outside controlling the line. Like, hey, chill. No pushing, four at a time. You know, you don't. That's just common sense. That's just what my own experience tells me. Okay, that new plan developed by experts who have wrangled throngs at events like the Super Bowl and the Olympics will affect how customers approach and enter stores, shop, check out, and exit. Oh, access control! Oh my God!
Yeah, what they do is at Verizon and all these other places now they have you sign in electronically.
Yeah.
And they have a little escort there, usually a little New World Order whore, little girl,
yeah,
charmingly smiling at you. Sir, all you have to do is sign in, and then the customer service representative will be right with you. In
oh,
the
you
future,
know,
it's just going to be scan your arm or we shoot you.
You know what? You know what I did? I've actually been to the Verizon thing with my ex. She was trying to get her phone changed. And I actually went up to the computer, and in all my maturity as an adult, I put ass pussy. And they actually announced, "Is ass pussy here?" And
what?
Yeah, ass pussy, you're next.
Ass pussy.
Yes. And, yeah, you know, so that's how you fight the New World Order. If they're going to do something stupid like that, you fuck with them. And you
well,
make
listen,
them...
I got yeah. this mind-blowing article
yeah, so,
I want to share with you.
So anyways, yeah. Well, yeah, look.
We
yeah, don't worry. We got...
Switch gears.
Oh, I thought we were done with the swine flu.
I know. I just wanted to...
Okay, yeah,
I realized
just, yeah.
I had this open.
Oh,
here's
yeah.
the link in all right, the chat.
Go ahead, shoot.
Yeah, no, this kind of gets into New World Order and also marketing and products for the holidays. It covers a lot of ground. Hold on a minute. Let me link in the chat there. MSNBC.
Okay.
They're now using electronics to collect your own DNA from you.
Oh.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first. Cough into your cell phone, get a diagnosis. Software could help analyze whether infection is viral or bacterial. So now your cell phone is your doctor. And pretty
wow.
soon, you're just going to have a computer that talks to you, a robot, that'll also be a social worker. And if you don't cooperate with the government robot, it'll just kill you. And they're going to have one installed in every single house. It'll be like a helper. And then it'll turn on you and kill you if you ever step out of line. Just like the Jetsons, they had a little maid, a robot maid that cleaned everything up. But what they don't ever talk about is what if robots ever became sentient, just like in the Matrix, and actually turned and waged a war against humanity. What happens then? So it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. Are you going to go along with this Matrix system where your cell phone can now analyze your flu symptoms and who knows what else? Imagine in the future you get pulled over for drunk driving or for whatever reason for speeding and they just wave a cell phone over you and then they declare you unhealthy or something or like a threat that you could infect people and then they just quarantine you. They throw you in
yeah,
prison.
Right.
Or they just kill you.
I mean, look,
you're a health threat.
the iPhone. The, what's next? The iPhone app that the freaking X-rays you underneath your clothes?
That,
or,
yeah, so, that looks in your ass and does an anal exam, a prostate exam.
Yeah, like, whoa, wait a minute, officer, are you a doctor? Fuck up. Shit. Freaking.
So let me just read this excerpt, but the article is on the blog. It's also in the chat by Eric Bland. That's right. This is pretty bland. You fucking see-through New World Order hacks over at MSNBC. God, I just hate you. Coughing to cell phone, get diagnosis. Coughing into your cell phone could soon save you a trip to the doctor's office.
Really?
Oh, it's so good.
I'm just thinking how unsanitary that shit is. I'm not coughing into my phone.
The transhumanists love you so much.
Yeah.
New research by American and Australian scientists aims to diagnose cold, flu, pneumonia, and or other respiratory diseases by analyzing coughs with software.
What's next? They're gonna make a VD. Yeah. They're gonna make a VD app for your iPhone. You scan your dick. You have crabs.
The research could save patients across the world a trip to the doctor's office. Instead, they could simply cough into their phones and receive diagnosis a few seconds later.
And what's
but
next?
Why haven't we been measuring coughs? Asked Susan Smith of Star Analytical Services, a Massachusetts company developing this software. The company was recently awarded a Gates Foundation, always Bill Gates, with these things, our favorite eugenicist, who's also interested in controlling the weather. That report came out in Popular Science magazine, but I'm a conspiracy theorist, of course.
Of course.
Even though they openly admit weather modification and the mayor of Moscow, et cetera, before we get too much off topic. It's all documented, folks. The company was recently awarded a Gates Foundation grant to develop this type of software for developing countries. It's the most common symptom when a patient presents, and we are relying on doctors and nurses with good old technology from the 19th century. So the average cough only lasts a quarter of a second, but the short burst created by the release of air, microbes, and other particles from the lungs contains subtle hints about the health of the body. Doctors generally classify coughs as wet or dry coughs, with a subcategorization of productive or non-productive, which refers to the presence of mucus in the lungs. Most healthcare professionals distinguish between the two kinds because each one is different and gives subtle hints about whether a person has a bacterial or viral infection. The Massachusetts scientists think that there is much more information hidden in coughs, and they are trying to tease out that information by analyzing specific sounds of coughs.
They're saying your mama. Oh, get the data. Get the data. Your mother. Get the data. No. Shit. Tease it out. Oh.
No, not the specific variant.
And I don't like you.
I know. I'm sorry.
The cough has a specific structure. First is the inhalation, a sharp intake, and then comes an initial and silent expulsion of air that lasts about 50 milliseconds. Mm-hmm. And the final 150 milliseconds of the cough contains the distinct sounds that could help doctors and nurses remotely diagnose a cough as the common cold or more serious pneumonia. Right. Even with limited data, scientists can distinguish between a healthy, voluntary cough and an involuntary cough of a sick person. Healthy people have slightly louder coughs, about 2% louder than a sick person. It goes on, but point is, swine flu isn't that dangerous where we need to start making apps. And especially, you made a good point, Louis. Why would you want to cough into your phone anyway?
Exactly.
What if someone goes near it and you know?
Yeah, like I said, the iPhone is going to come out with a dick checker. You're going to scan your balls for VD, and it's gonna actually sing to you in the sound of Chubby Checker.
You have the AIDS.
Exactly.
Remember Family Guy? He's got
you got syphilis, and I cannot lie. Your balls are gonna start burning, you know.
And you'll die.
And you'll die, you know. You're gonna burn when It burns when you pee.
All right, what's the...
So anyways, yeah, okay, no, be,
the next
topic, we're dangerously close to another commercial break, but
okay.
let me go back to the article that I started with Black Friday with Walmart doing something that they really should have done, which is the reason why I'm bringing this up is how people just break their necks and willing to kill one another just to get that sought-after gift. And
yeah,
put
no,
themselves
that,
in
that,
more
that
debt.
Story just really disturbed me. I mean, I've come to expect these things from the stupid American public, as you know, we described to you earlier.
I mean, seriously,
on,
dude.
Doesn't know the price of gold.
I mean, it's funny that you say American, because this is truly an American stupidity thing. Because, I mean, you don't see this in other countries.
It's an American nightmare. That Rihanna song?
What?
It's just all a big joke, ladies and gentlemen. They just love singing to you on the radio. They just love telling you about the New World Order.
Yeah.
With her and her partner Jay-Z with the Illuminati triangles.
Bum, bum, be dumb, bum, bum, be dumb. What? Rihanna, I will slap you worse than Chris Brown if you call me stupid
exactly.
One more time.
Just like Michael Tessarion points out,
how
MTV,
the fuck we got here?
MTV, 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 oh. Exactly. People who watch that shit are pretty empty, don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know what? That's why I try to stay away from Top 40 radio. Unfortunately, I've ended up locking my radio to 1010 wins because I've actually talked about this. Everyone's so cookie cutter these days that the one radio station I used to listen to. Went off the air, and now they put some lame-ass Top 40 station in its place. And I'm like, you know what? I am tired of listening to fucking Britney Spears and fucking Rihanna telling me how stupid I am and that she's possessed by demons in Disturbia.
I am sick and tired of your Orwellian newspeak.
Yes, yeah. You know what? Rihanna needs
programming
you know,
language, trying to turn us into robots. And then you've seen the vodka ads, right, Louis, for Svetka?
Yeah, yeah,
the robotic
I know.
Cyborg
yeah,
lady, and you're supposed to fall in love with that.
They're
showing you who they
yeah.
are, ladies and gentlemen. It couldn't be more obvious. I mean, I was talking about that earlier at the Street Action, how they did a whole special on PBS about it.
Yeah.
The Matrix Borg system, the worldwide mind, as they call it.
Yeah. You know, it's just like, you know, how the fuck am I supposed to jerk off to a robot?
And
this
dude, I'm looking at New York right now. It's a Skull and Bones on the cover of Am New York.
Oh shit, okay, we'll be right back. New American insurgent,
rattle and shake the foundation. This segment of the Crowd Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat. 100% union made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrowdshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crowd Shot Radio Show sent you. Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com, save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Out Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B with Betty Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter. Hey, what's up? We're back. Welcome back to the Crutch Shop Radio Show. We're going to be talking about, we got Obama in the news, the growing pressure on Obama regarding 9/11. What's up with that article? Glenn Z, guy has the article.
You mean the one, the Pay His Dues song?
Oh, is that it?
What 9/11 article are you referring to?
The growing pressure of Obama, the growing pressure of Obama regarding 9/11.
Yeah, that was the Pay His Dues song, I believe.
That was the Pay His Dues song?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Oh, hold on, let me... Alrighty, hold on. That totally fucked me up. Alright, this is Shari Charlie by Payday Monsanto, a.k.a. Pay His Dues. We'll be right back after this song. And, pow.
We have to continuously ask questions. That's what a patriot does. That's what a true American does.
I went around by the freight elevator, and I could see it was just blown. It was just a bunch of 34. We hear another explosion.
They want to keep him alive and alive, but he is in heaven. And never charged with the crimes of September 11. This phony war on terror is just a weapon they use to confuse the masses who never question. Anomalies like the gagging of Sybil Edmonds should disgust us, fired by the Department of Justice for revealing what many knew so well. Al-Qaeda worked for CIA the day them towers fell. And Rudy Giuliani laughs when confronted with the fact he was told the North Tower would collapse. Years before the attacks, NORAD conducted exercises in which planes were hijacked. And on that very morning, what do we see? In restricted airspace, it's an E-4B. Let me spell it out for the profane. It's a flying command center, man, a doomsday plane. Over DC as the attacks unfurled, the most defended airspace in the whole wide world. BBC reports on 7, they about to go ape. But this was well after Barry Jennings escaped. But 20 minutes after the event takes shape, free fall speed, just watch the videotape. NIST writes a report after 5 years of dancing. New scientific terms like thermal expansion. A plane nosedives, but wait, something is wrong. How you get a debris field several miles long? And a big hole in the ground, I mean, holy Hannah. Government pulls out a brand new bandana. They know the public's so dumb they can't remember. 6 short months before September, about a Virgo, a drill about a plane that flew over the border. They gave Dick Cheney the right to give the order. They never found them pesky black boxes. But you won't hear that on Murdoch's Foxes. Nope. Von Essen took statements from heroes that day. Over 100 of them heard explosions to their dismay. You can read it yourself and solve all the mysteries. New York Times website, oral histories. It seems all of the countries warning us are just irrelevant. But after 9/11, wow, we really got intelligent. Boy, what incompetence before they attacked us. All of a sudden, we know all the alleged hijackers. In 3 days, we have their names and their faces. At least 5 of whom were trained at U.S. bases. 7 of them are alive and innocent, they insist. But wait, why are they still on the list? About 20 minutes for a missile to reach America from China. Cheney sees a plane coming like a prophet. $1 trillion defense system he can use to stop it. One would think he would follow orders to the letter. Is that the case? Enter Norman Mineta, who witnessed with his own eyes as he testifies. Dick Cheney lies, unmolested plane in disguise. What Norm saw was scary. Mr. Cheney, do the plane still stand?
Have you heard anything to the contrary?
Mr. Cheney is a friend of freedom, you bet. And I invented the internet. Such a stand-up guy, trust me. When he's on trial, the first question must be, it seems to me you didn't act that quick.
to the dick.
Hopefully by now you've had a chance to read my letter to your 20 minutes with the president. And if not, at least had its contents brought to your attention. We have questions, Mr. President. Lots of questions.
That was Pays Dues Monsanto with his song, Sorry Charlie.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I don't know his MySpace.
And it's myspace.com/PAYZE, or he has a bunch of other ones, such as myspace.com/WakeUpMorons, myspace.com/19SaudisDid9/11, and a few more that aren't coming to me at the moment.
All right. So what else is going on? How is the left-right paradigm shattering with sitting duck president as president? I mean, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's amazing what's happening.
Go ahead. No, it's hilarious that he's not even in office a year and he's already a lame duck. How's that happen?
What's amazing to me is that Nobel Peace winner Obama has now surged 40,000 more troops into Afghanistan. How do you like them apples?
It's delicious.
And it's CBS News, and the link is in the chat now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you don't have to play the whole clip, but basically this is the big debate we've been having. Should we do it? Officially, Obama is now a war president, so eat a dick.
A whole dick or half a dick?
A dick sandwich with a pickle on the side.
Just to like rub salt in the wound. And a banana as dessert. just to have like a phallic symbol lunch. Here, take the fallacies, you bitch.
But no, before I fully delve into the African American situation, as it were, with Obama, I just want to read these two news and briefs, One Nation and One World, from AM New York. New Orleans, state of emergency declared in Louisiana. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, a black man, declared a state of emergency as Hurricane Ida, the first Atlantic hurricane to target the United States this year, plotted yesterday towards the Gulf Coast with 100-mile-per-hour winds, bringing the threat of flooding and storm surges. Now, in international news, in Caracas, Venezuela, Chavez says to Army, prepare for war with Colombia.
Oh, it's kind of funny. Every time I'm taking a grab, my grandmother just knocks on the door. She's like, oh, you going to Caracas? Caracas? Because it sounds like you're going to take a grab.
President of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, ordered Venezuela's military yesterday to prepare
Hugo Chavez
for a possible armed conflict with Colombia, saying that Colombia's soldiers should be ready if the United States attempts to provoke a war between the two. Oh, so we got a war going on in Latin America, as if it wasn't bad enough that Obama is pretty much the most controversial president ever, and possibly the last president ever, as you know from the mouths of many African American scholars and other people that I've talked to, and who you've talked to, no doubt, Louis.
Yeah. We actually
African Americans are given power when the states lose their sovereignty or when they're losing control. When there's a weakening, that's when the black people are empowered in politics.
Wow, really? Yeah.
Well, yeah, when the economy is down and standards of life are down, that's when they say, fuck it, we'll Let black people manage it.
Yeah, speaking of which, we have some audio from the war going on in Latin America.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Why is Puerto Rico in on this?
Well, I going back to the topic at hand.
Right.
I included some extras to the Obama Joker poster contest. That clip has been up for a while now, about a week. It's called Lord Obama's Joker Face Extras. You can look that up on YouTube.
Right.
And hold on, I'm getting this phone call.
Oh, okay, very good. While he's getting this phone call, we're going to, again, another prayer for good radio.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? But you trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. It don't matter how you come with me. Is you down doing what I'm talking about doing? Lawyers, and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Yeah. Amen.
Honestly,
amen.
This has probably been one of the best shows we've done, Louie.
Yes, the prayer for good radio. We got that going there. So, so what else we got going on? We got a conspiracy. Wait. We're not finished? We're not done?
It's the same tune of what we're about to segue into.
Yeah,
just to finish up, just to remind people, we got the CNN clip from a while back. Poll, only 23% of Americans trust government. So that's really what's going on with the left-right paradigm falling apart as all these Democrats got caught in the New Jersey corruption ring. A bunch of Wall Street insiders just got caught in another corruption ring in New York. So all this corruption is coming out. And I think the biggest news story of the weekend has to be this. Just put the link in the chat so everybody can spread that. African Americans against Obama, just a review of what we've, you know, talked about. Decrying Barack Obama as white power in blackface, hundreds of African Americans marched on the White House to protest policies of the first U.S. black president and demand that he bring the troops home. More than 200 people gathered for the first demonstration by African Americans against Obama since the historic inauguration in January and slammed the president for continuing what they described as Washington's imperial agenda around the world. We recognize that Barack Obama is white power in blackface, says activist Omali Yeshitila, chairman of the Black is Back coalition who arranged the protest. She yelled this into a megaphone as the group marched outside the mansion's gates. Obama is a tool of our imperialist enemies, and we demand our freedom. We demand that Obama withdraw all troops from Afghanistan right now. So here is the left-right paradigm shattering as the fake mainstream media announces Obama is surging 40,000 more troops. Remember, they also surged 22,000 troops a little while back when we were doing the Obama Joker contest. So to date, my numbers, I don't know if there's any more extra troops, but that's 62,000 troops that Obama has surged since his election into Afghanistan.
Damn.
And you're telling me he's not a war criminal, war president?
But look, I mean, I was actually
I'm
having
tired
this...
of it.
Yes, I was having this discussion at White Castle with an African American lady, and she told me the generic oh, let's give him a chance. Let's give him a chance.
I only had one lady today.
I'm going to punch you in the balls if you do not let me finish. Yeah, I mean, and I was like, look, this dude has been lying from the jump. How's about you mess up from day one? How fast will you get fired? Oh, why don't they give you a chance? No, I'm sorry. The presidency, you don't have no time to wear the paper trainees hat, okay? You gotta freaking hit the ground running when you're president of the United States.
And meanwhile, there's a picture of Obama giving you the middle finger. He's sitting in his armchair, and you see him with his finger pointed to his brow because he's steeped in thought, giving you the middle finger. I mean, oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, we are in so much trouble. They're also calling the protesters for a withdrawal from Iraq, of course, and that they scrap the AFRICOM, African Command Program, the controversial Africa Command that Obama has put into place. And they also demand hands off of Venezuela. As we just told you, there is a conflict brewing down there.
Yeah, there is. I mean, we just played you some, you know, what's going on.
I mean,
on
you
today,
should
you know?
Should be clawing and scraping. I mean,
yeah, that's a conflict. Why are they screaming our name?
They should be.
Okay.
You should be up in arms, ladies and gentlemen. I mean,
yes.
This is the minimum what we do. Louis and I, just two regular guys using an internet connection and a cheap microphone and a computer. I mean,
hey, there's nothing regular about me. Pretty irregular.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen,
no,
you should be making PowerPoints. You should be making booklets. You should be making inspirational posters of political art. You should be making songs. You should be making YouTube videos.
Yes.
You should be going absolutely nuts right now.
You should be stripping for the Lord. For the Lord.
So in closing, quote, we are not satisfied with him and this hope and change rap has not been a reality for black people, end quote. Said the demonstrators of Obama.
Right. So, okay, we got, did we cover conspiracies in popular culture?
Yeah, the Galleon group that I read to you earlier, the inside traders on Wall Street getting caught, and then, what else? What's another good conspiracy that happened lately?
Oh, the passport.
Yeah, what's up with that? They magically found a 9/11 passport on the border of Afghanistan, Pakistani.
What
soldiers.
Happened? Did it? Well, so wait, they flew across the river. I mean, across the river, across the ocean. And it
oh,
was just
God.
What happened? What was this passport like? What, Jonathan Livingston Seagull? What the fuck? Just flying? Am I the only one that ever saw that movie? Yes, I am. I'm the only one that saw Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Has anyone read the book Jonathan Livingston Seagull? No? Ah, damn it. I'm more cultured than everyone here now. Thank you.
You're zinging me with these pop references, Louis.
Yes, we got Benny Carnero.
It's an uppity Puerto Rican. Enough for you.
Well, I gotta be fucking uppity. I gotta be fucking uppity. Nigga Charlie, that's exactly who Obama is. That's his new nickname.
You can make
Nigga
another
Charlie.
Obscure reference so nobody understands what the fuck you talking about.
Yeah, so,
Oh, they know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah. Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Seriously, no one's ever heard of Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
No,
I have.
I don't think anyone's ever heard of Crotchot Radio Show either.
Wait, you want to mention that book? That's a great book, man. I love that book.
Yes, it's about a seagull that he plays a Jesus Christ allegory. Yeah.
I don't know what allegory means.
It's also about synchronicity. I'm gonna reread that book. My friend just gave it back to me.
Ah. So, all righty.
Great book.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Can I make a comment?
Yeah, go ahead.
And we're reading for you. Ever seen the movie Idiocracy?
Yeah. Amazing. I love it.
Okay. For gays. So the more you read, the gayer you are. That's why, look at the whole health care bill. Nobody read that shit because the Senate and the House, they're not gay. If they were gay, maybe they would have read it. See, Glenn Beck, did you read all those books? Gay. So that's the whole rule of thumb. The more you read, the gayer you are. So, you know, that's why healthcare can't...
No, exactly. That's how the culture operates. Exactly.
I are straight.
And then in the courtroom scene, justice was so unpopular. The guy was like, first of all, Your Honor, just look at him. And that basically won the whole case.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, honestly, if you really need an opinion on the health care bill, you should probably just start talking to some faggots. They probably read that shit. Probably read it a couple times. And while after they read it, they probably gave a couple, you know, DJs or whatever. Now, gay, right. I don't know what gay guys do. That's probably just all they do is get DJs.
Yeah, hold on. Actually, I do have a gay person on speed dial. Hold on. Let me call him. Talk amongst yourselves while I'm getting the number.
He's going to call Pat.
I'm gonna call. No, I was actually gonna call you, but okay. Thanks for ruining the fucking bit. All right, moving on.
Yeah. Because you did suck and your references suck.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Just because you don't know how to fucking read, in fact, the most of the reading you do is this lube? Can I use this as lube or not? Your mother. Your fuck.
Yeah, okay, keep reading all those books, bad boy.
Damn. Yeah, yeah. Keep sucking all that dick on the corner for $50 a pop. Literally a pop.
I'd have money, so I'm broke, so that means I'm not gay.
No, you're paying them like an idiot.
But you read books.
I told you not to fucking do that return money back policy if they don't like the blowjob. That's your own damn fault. Don't blame me. It's like, I want my money back. But you came. Well, yeah, at least you got something warm in your stomach. I mean, come on.
All right, way off topic.
Yeah.
You know what his problem is?
Yeah.
Suntan lotion is just a gag for Louis. It's like, you give him suntan lotion for Christmas, it's like, ha 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 ha. He has a tan all year round. You don't need that shit. Yeah, all right, fuck you, I killed the joke.
Okay, all right, let's move on. What's the next topic?
Hold on. Wait, he needs to kill himself. Hold on.
Bring me to Fort Hood so that Obama could defend me.
Wow.
Obama would be like, hey, Benny didn't mean it. No, Benny didn't mean it. All right, you ready? Allah Akbar!
He's going to become a Benemy combatant.
What? This for the both of y'all.
Run, nigga. Run, nigga.
Damn. That left a mess. Nice greasy streak, fucking greasy streak on the tracks. So, anyways, so anything else?
What's the next subject?
We got Al Jazeera TV report: Taliban militants seize weapons and ammunition in military post evacuated by U.S. forces in East Afghanistan. Stop playing with your vibrator. Whoever's playing with their vibrator, cut
the
shit.
It's your cell phone.
The cell phone. Well, whatever. You use the cell phone as a vibrator. Call me again. So, following
an.
You shut your damn mouth. Don't make me fucking shove something in there. Following day, yeah.
Needs to be played off. Wow. And you play me off for homo lines? That was very homo right there.
Yeah.
All right, I gotta go answer the door. Be right back.
Yeah, have fun with that. Yeah, Al Jazeera TV reports Taliban militants seized weapons on and ammunition in military posts evacuated by U.S. forces in East Afghanistan. Following is an exclusive Al Jazeera TV report on the Taliban in eastern Afghanistan, which aired on November 9, 2009. This withdrawal enabled the Taliban fighters to completely take over these three districts, as well as to arrest many members of the Afghan army and police. Taliban field commanders said that they plan to expand their operations to beyond the eastern province of Nuristan, which it was evacuated by the U.S. forces last month. The U.S. justified their evacuation of the military base of Kamdesh by saying that the advent of winter required a new deployment in the region. To a great extent, this withdrawal enabled the Taliban fighters to completely take over these three districts, as well as to arrest many members of the Afghan army and police who were in these three districts alongside the U.S. forces. One of the dangers stemming from the southern U.S. withdrawal from this province is that it dealt a strong psychological and moral blow to the Afghan army and police because of the claim that the Americans generally send the Afghans to battle and then abandon them when the going gets tough. This is precisely what happened in the province of Nuristan. Americans claimed that they turned the bases over to local authorities, but the Taliban militants say that they entered them the day the U.S. forces left. Al Jazeera TV has managed to obtain exclusive footage of the seizure of these three districts of the U.S. military bases by Taliban, as well as footage of the capture of Afghan soldiers and policemen in these three districts in the northern province of Nuristan. The U.S. military base in the district of Kamdesh, one of three frontline military bases in Nuristan province, Afghanistan, was evacuated by the U.S. forces more than 2 weeks ago. The Americans claimed that the area ran out of poppies, so they can't smoke anymore. Pretty much what's going on. So, anyways, enemy combatant, are you there? Well, Glenn? Benny, you there? Benny?
I'm here. I'm just fucking with
you. Oh. That's nice. It's nice to get fucked with sometimes. Yeah. It's like, I'm here. I'm just fucking with you. Really? Thank you.
You're like, here. Where are you guys?
Are you guys here? Hello? Hi. So.
Yeah,
shit. Ah, shit. All right, we'll be right back. This is the Crack Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls. Suck it.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy signals waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Benny Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Cause I got a crush on Obama.
He's Barack Obama, he's on to save the day.
Yes, he can, yes.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we always say, girl ass smells good. Actually, no, that's not entirely true. If you're like 300 pounds, then your ass is stinky. But if you're nice, slender, blonde hair, blue-eyed, or sometimes brunette, brown-eyed, or green-eyed, or brunette, you know what I mean. It's delicious ass, you know. It's a nice little apple ass. I like an apple ass, you know, not too big, not too small, you know, just enough to take a nice crisp bite out of it. You know, it's like cross-eyed. I don't mind cross-eyed either, you know. But you know, nice crisp bottom, you know. But, you know, it's like a one-knee approach. You know, you know, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, how many licks does it get to center of the Tootsie Roll Pop? One, a two, three, you know? You know what I mean? Like Mr. Owl? No? Anyways, today was the 11th of the month street action. How was it in Jersey City on, this fine, Veterans Day. And that's you.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
All right, my bad. Say it again.
How was the street action? What happened on the street action? I know you don't want to get into too much, but you know, the video will be up soon on Crutch Out Radio.
In the future, we'll just be filming these broadcasts. I just got me a camera, so it's a cheap little thing, but it's allowed me to capture what little I can capture and just get it out there. And the YouTube videos have been getting a lot of responses. But yeah, we had a pretty decent street action today. It was just me and Frank, just one other person. But it's very well, because sometimes the less you have, sometimes just a two-man action works out. Sometimes that's the best thing. Not in that way, Louis.
634, two-man action, okay.
But yeah, it was just very, very deep is the only way I could describe it. I met a cop today, a cop who's a 9/11 truther, a JCPD.
Really?
Gave me his business card. That is not on video because he didn't want to see anything on video, but that will be in the write-up, that detail.
How did that happen? Who approached who? Did you approach him?
No, he approached me. He just saw that I was giving out pamphlets, and he's like, let me get one of those. I said, sure, and then he gave me his business card. He said, hey, I'm JCPD. He said he was also a Democrat and that he's pro-peace. So those are the only things that I can relate. I'm just telling you what he's told me.
I thought he came up to you and said, "Don't worry, I won't tase you, bro."
Well, hopefully he won't do that. Hopefully I won't get tasered.
Yeah. I won't tase you, bro. Don't worry. You're good. No?
I'm looking at this article right now. Merkel invites Obama to New World Order, London Telegraph, talking about how, you know, Germany is stepping it up. They're getting their game up, and they're saying, "Hey, America, look, we're a global player now. What you going to do about it? We're back on our feet." And basically they're saying that globalization is the only way, the only solution, mutual cooperation is the answer to this global crisis. And we're seeing that term, New World Order, over and over again, because 2009 is this year where they're kicking things into high gear, into overdrive. And as far as the street action goes, people are beginning more and more to talk about that, to talk about the left-right paradigm, how Americans really are clueless. I mean, we mentioned the Mark Dice thing where Americans didn't even know what the value of the gold coin was. She was selling an $1,100 coin for $50, and people were like, "Nah, I don't want it." I mean, that shows you the IQ of the average American out there. And it sounds unbelievable, but this is the reality. And as we hurtle into the second wave of this financial crisis, people are beginning to realize how really real this is. They're really starting to intellectualize it, not just on a gut level, but at an intellectual level, that this is happening, that it's Bernanke, it's Geithner, it's Paulson, it's Greenspan. I mean, this is who they are. It's not some reptilian aliens from planet X. It's real people, real, right here in real time, screwing us over.
What the hell's going on?
Hold on, we have a guest speaker. You want us to say it to the microphone?
Yeah, go ahead. Step up to the mic.
Take a wild guess. Well, I can't hear the other side, so. Well, if you want to take a wild guess, what I read in last month's GQ, technically it's this month, it's the November issue.
It talks
about the 50 most powerful people in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Number one was Rahm Emanuel. Yes, the same guy who cracked his knuckles in Obama's ears. And then when Obama told him to stop, he got up, stood right next to him, and did it again in a room full of advisors. So GQ is saying this. Yeah, matter of fact, see if you can pull it up on GQ. 50 most powerful people on in Washington, D.C.
That's pretty fucking ballsy. I mean, I'm surprised if that was me, that would be like, "Okay, Ron, bam, bitch. How you let someone sun you if you're the president?"
Well, that's because he's playing his position. That's why.
There you go.
The very first article. Mm. Just type it into any search engine. And then if you scroll down, you'll see the list.
Yeah, I pulled it up right now, Louis. It says, GQ, the 50 most powerful people in D.C. in the year since we elected the new decider-in-chief, prankster-in-chief, really. A lot of things in Washington have changed. Pelosi and Reid are trying to wield their majorities. Tom DeLay is dancing with the stars. And Rahm Emanuel took over the world. That's the first sentence. A whole new power structure has emerged. So in order to navigate it, we polled journalists, congressmen, lobbyists, think tankers, influence peddlers, and others, and came up with a biennial list of the men and women who truly have clout in a city where a lot of people think they do. This is... And then there's a huge photo of Rahm Emanuel.
I would have punched that fucking Jew bastard in the nose for that one.
Where is the part that says he cracked his knuckles?
Oh, no, it doesn't say it's there. Did you hear about that? This is January.
No. Can you look that up for us? I thought this was the article.
Oh, wow. Damn, that just came up on.
Did you type in crack his knuckles, Louis? Did you find the clip?
Yeah. No, it just came up. Really, it just came up. Damn, it is official. Obama is a puppet with no powers but a valet voice. Rahm, the evil one, is told by Obama to stop cracking his knuckles during meeting, and instead of complying with the president, rudely puts it to his ear and cracks his knuckles in front of his cabinet. What a bitch.
Best episode ever.
Oh, damn, it's official. Obama's bitch made.
Obama's bitch made.
He's bitch made. I apologize to Rahm Emanuel for snapping at him, and I took it up the ass. We will come together.
Louis, you posted some great text articles that really disturbed the hell out of me.
That's
U.S. troops insignia bears UN colors. And I remember you talking about that when you see UN troops marching down the street. That's when you're gonna,
gut up and
start organizing to kill people.
Organize nothing. There's no organizing nothing. It's just me. Just me. If some people want to follow me, that's fine. But my battle cry will be niggers.
Let me just read a short stanza, the first paragraph. Troops. All right. In the United States, U.S. NORTHCOM ranks appear to have adopted a shoulder patch that shows the North American continent, the NAU, with an emphasis on the United States colors, giving evidence of the strength of a plan to integrate North America. The patch reveals the continent in orange and blue colors typical of the UN. So, very disturbing United Nationsization there. Hello?
God damn it. I was getting damn telemarketers. I already have all the porn I could ever want. So anyways. Yeah.
So we're about to close out the show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just wanted to mention again the Fed action coming up on the 22nd.
Definitely support that, but
just do
this
something.
Is my,
I mean, go out and
yeah, no, no, but
this is
my beef with the end of Fed crowd. A, why the fuck is it on a Saturday, and why the fuck do they pick the coldest days to do them? I don't sound that much of a revolutionary that I don't want to freeze my cojones. But, you know, if I'm going to freeze my balls off, can we do this shit, like, maybe on a Monday when businesses are open and crowded where we can make a real impact? But
so why don't,
now...
Why don't we open up the phone lines in the last few minutes we have?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. If you guys want to call in, here's the number.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
So yeah, we got HV Maybelline. She looks kind of angry. She's talking shit about somebody. So if people want to call in now. But again, like with this end of Fed thing, why has it got to be on a Saturday? Okay, yeah, people need to take off. People don't want to do it while they're working. But you know what? If anyone's ever been to downtown Manhattan, in the Wall Street area, the Wall Street Financial District, on the weekends, it's dead. It's dead. The only people that are there are the people that live in that area.
Yeah, the elves that live on Wall Street that,
You know, there's no trading going on because obviously the market is closed on the weekends.
The magic sprites that manipulate the economy who dwell in its marble halls.
Yeah, no, they go back into the sewers, and so, you know... It's pretty much it's useless. It's really useless. Can we? I vote that we move the end of Fed rallies.
Hold on, Louis. This just
to a weekday. Oh, okay. Just
yeah, point taken. This just in, MSNBC.com. My friend just directed me to this. Obama heads to Asia with less leverage, from the Newsweek article. As President Barack Obama prepares to leave for Asia, America no longer has demands to make, only requests. Welcome to the New World Order.
Ah, shit on a stick.
Here, let me send you this article right here. Link, location, bam, in the chat. Or is it?
Or is it?
Let me refresh the window.
Yo, okay. There's somebody, there's like beef going on in the chat room.
There we go. Refresh the window, link in the chat.
Ah, by the bay.
Unbelievable. And then you have this right here, right across from it. Teen suffers rare illness after swine flu shot. Virginia teen diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome, but CDC says no link.
I heard she got
even
a little...
Even though
she was,
says on the insert may cause Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Yeah, but I did hear that she was getting better, at least. She you know, and speaking of which, she'll probably get cured if she took 10 capsules of Modafinil.
No, but see, Louie, she had unprotected sex, and now she's got the AIDS.
Yeah, like the VD app for your iPhone is like, nah,
yeah,
nigga,
exactly.
You got syphilis.
The VD app for iPhone, you just scan your genitals, and it tells you if you got a STD or not.
Nigga, you got syphilis. You got syphilis, nigga.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, I'm pretty much out of things to say. The videos will be up. I think we might even have to close it early today because of all the incoming news reports and other stuff that has yet to
this
be released.
In. Yeah. Everybody, definitely come back this Friday, the Unsigned Artist Music Party, where we play unsigned rock, metal, hip-hop, and reggaeton. That's Spanish music for all you hot ladies to come and dance to and shake your asses with the thongs and the short skirts and you know with the bustiers with no bra underneath, so your nipples pop out and it looks delicious and it gets in my mouth like a Hershey's kiss. It's the
All right, what else we got, Louis? I just want to say thank you to Louis B, first of all, for hosting the show.
Yeah, and John,
all these
and we
guests with us.
Yeah, and thank you, Maybelline, and John.
Yeah,
Luke,
if you missed the first hour, we talked about just absolutely everything: swine flu situation, the left-right paradigm, everything, the economic crisis. Just go to crotchshotradio.com, support Louie. We got some banners going up, right, Louie, that I just...
Yeah, support,
you know,
yeah,
with,
support us. Yeah, we got...
on your website.
Yeah, we got some... Yeah, we do got some banners there. If you guys are looking for some cheap logos done really good, click the Logo Nerds banners. And also, if you want to wear American clothes and not look like a total faggot like American Apparel, go to No Sweat Clothing. You click there. And if you're in like a major city and you know you don't feel like cooking and you want, you know, get some chemicals in you, you know, delivery.com, you know, you find a restaurant near you, you click that one and you get a 2,000
bonus. What happened to the Blockbuster? Are we still doing that?
No, we're not doing Blockbuster no more. They closed down. They got these nuts, you know what I mean?
Well, I just wanted to shout out Black Wax Entertainment, a multimedia company in Jersey City. They're doing an amazing job with their open mic performances and their performance space and all their DVDs and mixtapes they're coming out with. Just absolutely amazing bunch of folks.
Oh, hold on. We got another caller. We got John Luke. He's been trying to come out with his proposal, this NWO proposal.
Well, I gotta go, man. I actually gotta get started on another project. So,
alrighty.
This is Enemy Combatant signing off.
Alrighty, that's Enemy Combatant Glenn Z. So,
John Luke, wish I could stay.
Yeah. Alright, John Luke, you got like 5 minutes, bro. I'm sorry, you called like, you know, you didn't give me enough time to prepare for your thing. So, shh, and go.
Hello. that my proposal for a one-world government that would actually work would be having a federation, obviously, not a centralized government. One of the provisions would have to be that they would basically be hands-off. All of the nations of the world would have to meet certain requirements in terms of internal security and prosperity, which means that any type of free trade system would not be exploiting jobs to the third world because there would no longer be a third world. Everyone would be on par. I'm not sure how you're going to get to that system. I don't agree with the way people want to bring our standard of living down to get to theirs. What I propose is keeping our standard of living as high as it is, even higher, and then bringing their standard up, bringing the tail end up, not bringing our end down. That's how I would propose it. As opposed to the UN Charter, there would be an international constitution, which instead of restricting rights, would actually guarantee rights, like the freedom of speech, the freedom of press, freedom of religion, and so forth. Basically, the fundamental principles in our constitution would be delegated down to all the other countries where they could not impose any laws that are restricting those rights, because obviously the international law would supersede the national law. That's how that would work. The legislative branch would be made up of the individual member nations itself. The main purpose of them would be basically like an FBI force, which would be to extradite criminals who commit a crime in one country and go to another country and try to seek safe haven. That would be the only purpose of them. They'd be like the FBI, extradite people who commit crimes in one state and the other. This would just be on a world level. The main purpose of that would be to facilitate a borderless community, which means that you can go from one country to the other. Every country can make up their own laws, but they have free immigration rights. So if a country makes up laws that are too screwed up, without having to violate the overall fundamental international rights, is what they would be. Those people would flood out of that country, and that country would have to change their laws back to a more reasonable laws. And the final measure, which is more important than every other measure I mentioned, would be that the world government itself would have to respect the rights of individual nations to maintain a military, a significant military. The reason these nations would have to maintain a military is in the event that the world system grows too powerful, they have the ability collectively to easily overthrow it. Since by the provisions of this, the world system would not have an army at all because they would not need an army. The only thing an army could be used for is to oppress people or if there were extraterrestrials out there. Since there probably are not extraterrestrials out there, and even if there were, they could probably kick our asses, there's really no need for an international army. That's it.
Alrighty. Jesus. Damn, did he just... Alrighty.
Alright. So I sat down, probably, so everybody can take it all in.
Alrighty, so, okay. Well, yeah, right. Well, thank you very much for that one. That was interesting. So we really got people like saying bullshit. You could probably read that in the chat room. Yeah, Miriam's ridiculous. Miriam, oh, she's just ridiculous. she talks about how yeah, whatever. So, anyways, before we go, one last time, the prayer for good radio. Here we go.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. It don't matter how you come with me. Is you down doing what I'm talking about doing? Lawyers, and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Thank you. This has been the Crutch Out Radio Show. Again, Friday, 5 p.m., unsigned artist. Everyone's welcome. Everybody, I just let everyone talk. I barely even mute anybody if, you know, but I just let people just go. And if you say something dumb, you hang your damn self. So anyway, this is the Crutch Out Radio Show. And as always, fuck the New World Order. And if you don't believe what we say, fuck you too.